And we say that Tishi Habiton.
That's the way, at least, that the Kapach translation has the way this site is formulated. If you look in the old editions of the Gemara, it's not exactly the same words. It's a little bit different. Supposedly, this is a more accurate translation. By saying that Chi Habiton Vehu Shazu Taras Maisha Lai Tivato. Taras Maisha is never going to become Batal. So there's never going to be another Torah. There's never going to be, you know, a New Testament. Nothing's going to be added to it. Nothing's going to be subtracted from it. Not with regards to what it says in the Pesukim. Not with regards to what we have in Torah Shabbat.
Referring to the Torah? I'll say,
It's a good question. There are a lot of chazals that seemingly are seiser this yisayid, and say that you know all the svarim are going to be batal. They say that mayadim are going to be batal. Chazal say that lama nikra shmai chazer, because it's going to be chazer to be mutter. Say Basa B'chalav is going to be. You know, there's tons of chazals that speak about changes, and there are Rishonim and Achrayim that deal with each one. I can give you my requirements if you want to look into it more. But for now, we're not going to deal with all those chazals. But yeah, you're right. There are many chazals that seem to indicate that there will be changes. Like that, the Chazal say, "Lama nikrish by Chazer? Why is Chazer called Chazer? Because it's going to be Chazer to be kosher eventually."
Yeah.
When Mashiach comes.
Yeah.
So this is even.
Well, that's a question. Kipshuta, it's Olam. Olam, this is going to be the same. Torah is never going to change. Mashiach comes is also Torah. There. So it says that all might be Yibatel except for Purim and Yom Kippur. It's a Chazal say, so that's a good question. How could Ma'id be Batal? You know, that's something that Chazal in specific is discussed a lot, and different Mefarshim have different takes on it. Some say, you know, it's going to be, every day is going to be so joyous that we're not going to appreciate Yom Tov. It's not, you know, you're going to have the Chiv to celebrate the mitzvahs and Yantif you're still going to have, but it's not going to feel now. Now we feel a special Simcha and Yantif, because the rest of the days are not necessarily always so joyous, but this is lovely. Every day is going to be so joyous, we're not going to appreciate. I think the Maral says that, but there are a lot of questions on this. That is true. If you go through Chazals, there's a lot of questions, and there are a lot of answers given also. But
isn't there a chilek between loss of love and Yerusha Mashiach?
So there are different Mefarshim who have different takes on what's going to happen after Tchias HaMeisim, what's going to happen after Yerusha Mashiach, exactly what the nature of Torah is going to be at that point. What?
Loss of love, there's no such thing as a guf. It's like a totally different.
And that's also a question. It's also a question that Rishon discuss.
If such a thing is true, then it makes sense.
Okay, so there are a lot of different opinions about this. But the basic, right, so without getting into all the details, the basic yesaid is that Torah is never going to change. Now, this is something that, I guess, like one of the major answers to a lot of the problems in the Chazals that come, maybe this is that if we have a Messiah from Sinai, that a certain mitzvah is only, let's say, certain mitzvahs that were only for the Dor HaMidbar. And once you got into Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah didn't exist anymore. If we have a Messiah from Sinai that certain mitzvahs are only for the next 6,000 years or something, so that's not a change in Torah. A change in Torah is saying, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe at Sinai, and now he changed his mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I want to be Mechadosh a new Torah. But if Nichol and the Messiah that we have from Moshe at Sinai is that a certain mitzvah only has a Zman, so then that's not a Shinoi if we say that from now on it's not applicable. So if someone were to say that in Yemaisa Mashiach we're not going to have Karbanos, let's say someone would say, I don't think anyone said no Karbanos. The Radak says in a few places that the Karbanos are going to be different, he has Rayas, the Radak in a few places, Navi has Rayas, that it's not. All the dinim of the Karbanos are not going to be the same. Not that there won't be Karbanos, but they'll be brought differently. And, what?
Someone say just Karbanos.
Does someone say that? It could be.
I
don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Rambam is very clear that all the karbanos that we used to bring are going to be brought again. The Rambam is in flourish now to be the same karbanos that we used to have, but others argue. So to say that that's a beseira that Chazal had Misinai, that at some point later, you know, we're going to bring different karbanos, that's not a stira, that's not a chiddush to Torah, that's not a shinoi to Torah. You know what?
It's Rambam Shutasan.
That what?
In pain.
Okay. Fine. Shemzev says the Rambam Paskins, it's a machoikis in the Gemara. The Rambam Paskins, oh, thank you. The Rambam Paskins, I'm not going to share my coffee. You know? The Rambam Paskins, that's Ein Bein Yibayis Mashiach, to these days, Al Shibud Malchias Bovad. He Paskins like that, Mandamar in the Gemara, so he understands that there's not going to be a very big difference. Okay, fine. Labaisa, but this is the Yisai that there's never going to be a Shinoi. Whether Tarish B'Ksav, whether Tarish B'Alpeh. Now, the Rambam writes, Amar Leitaysef Alav, Leitigra Mimenu, so the Pasuk refers to it, says Leitaysef Alav, Leitigra Mimenu, Ukvar Biarnu, B'Mashat Tzarek, Avar B'Seidze, B'Akdama, Chibor Zen. He says, he refers us back to what he wrote in Akdama to Pirish Mishnayis. Now, so I brought that down here, the Akdama to Pirish Mishnayis, and he discusses what we talk about when we speak about a Navi Sheker. Hachel Karishon, she is Nabe B'Shem Hashem, he misnabe b'shem Hashem, the yazir al avaydasai, and he calls us to be ayved. The yomer Hashem haysef al mitzvah is mitzvah. He says, Hashem told me that we have to start doing a new mitzvah. Oy gara mehem mitzvah mikol mitzvahs, or he subtracted one of the mitzvahs. She kolav oysam sefer Torah that are written in our sefer Torah. The Ein Hevdol Ben Yosef V'Yigra Ben Mekrois. It doesn't matter if he's saying, adding, or subtracting from something which is Mefurish B'Kra. Aisha Yosef V'Yigra Ben Pirush Mekubal, or he's adding or subtracting from Torah Shabbat Baal Peh. Haysafa V'Yigra Ben Mekrois. What do I mean by Psukim? Kigarin Shiyomer Shashem Amrei Sha'Arlosh Nasayim Balva. Right? Torah says, Arlo is the first 3 years. If Navi comes and says that Kadosh Baruch Hu came to me last night, and he said, from now on, Arlo should be 2 years. Says that's a Navi Sheker. Or he says that something changed about the Torah Shabbat. Even though what he's saying now is more mashma in the Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk. It means that you have to pay money for baishas. That's what Chazal tell us. You embarrass somebody to pay money for embarrassment. He says that Kesh Baruch Hu told me that we're supposed to actually start cutting off people's hands and not just taking knas. He gets chenek. Because he's a Navi Sheker, he's saying something that Hashem never told him. Don't believe in Isai Maifis, right? In other words, if someone wants to prove that he's a Navi, right? If someone says, you know, I had a Nevuah from Hashem, so there's a certain process that he has to go to prove that he's actually Navi, and part of the process is he has to do an Iser, Maifis, he has to, the Rambam writes, he writes in Hilchos Yisaida Torah, he writes what the process is of proving you're a Navi. And let's say he goes through that process, he does, proves he's a Navi, but then he says, okay, I'm now a certified Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that we should start cutting off people's hands when they embarrass people. Says, he's Shaker, you know, even though there's Iser Maifis, he's not saying the truth. Because the Navi who impressed everyone in the world with his maifsim, v'nas Hashem b'libeinu amitus, Hashem put in our hearts his amitus, v'munabai, and the munim k'me shavtiachai, Hashem b'kach b'amru v'gam b'chai aminu l'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu, who we have this amunah in, k'var haydienu al pi Hashem, sh'ay tovay, meis Hashem, Torah zu azu. We have a Kabbalah from Moshe, there's never going to be a change to Torah. V'hu amru, and this is the pshat in the pasuk, lo'i b'ashamayim hi, the Torah is not b'ashamayim. Torah Rav Hashemayim means that there's no Torah that's still going to be coming Mashemayim. It was, you know, maybe in a sense, Bashemayim, we had a Maimir HaSinai, and now Torah is here with us. There's no Torah that's still coming Min HaShemayim. What does it mean? Beficha or bavavcha? We're talking about hamikrais hasiduras bepeh. We have psukim that are that they're siduras bepeh that we can read with our mouths. Adinim and amadim bederech iyan. We have things that we can extrapolate bederech iyan. Shumechala koyches and nimshachos me'aleiv. Right, our ability to be mechadish in Torah, we can read the psukim, we could use our seichel, we can use our leiv, we could try to get to the depths of it. But to be mechadish in Torah by saying, I had a nevuah, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, there's no such thing. That's a chazal, a navi cannot be mechadish anything anymore. So now, if a Navi says that he has a nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him we should do a mitzvah differently than what it says in the Torah, do a mitzvah differently than the Kabbalah we have from Moshe from Sinai, we know he's lying, because we have a nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Rav HaShemayim, there's no more Torah coming down from HaShemayim, so we know that he's a liar. So that's why we give a Misa as a Navi Sheker. This is why it's so important to understand that Moshe's Nevuah is that much greater than everyone else's. Otherwise, we could say, well, Moshe said one thing and this guy said another thing. Whose Nevuah should we take? But now that we know that we don't put any other Nevuah on the same categories as Moshe's Nevuah, so if Moshe's Nevuah is that he has a Kabbalah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nothing's ever going to change, and another guy comes and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me something's going to change, we know that there was no such Nevuah, that's a Nevi'ah Sheker, and the Mela, we give him Misa.
But this is, I think,
what?
Rasha is different, yeah.
Harasha is different, yeah. In other words, yeah. Harasha is definitely different. Like Elio on Har Carmel, right? There were Harasha that. What?
Elio was Machzik, though.
But it doesn't matter. Even if Navi Ubin says, even if he has Isis, Mipsim, even if he's Machzik, he could be a Machzik.
No, Isis, Mipsim is not necessarily Machzik.
Well, that's how a Navi becomes Machzik.
No, Machzik isn't Machzik.
But it doesn't matter. If he says, like, Hashbar told me to change one of the mitzvahs, then we don't listen. But Maisa, Harasha. We do understand that that's not a change to Torah, something which is just temporarily on Hirasha. Five, Ramaisa, and this is a big difference, I think, between Judaism and other religions like Christianity. They also believe in a Maimon Har Sinai, and they believe in Torah, but they say that there was a New Testament, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, it changed. Yeah, it was true that in the olden days you weren't allowed to eat treif, but now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that from now on he doesn't care if we eat treif. And that is a major difference, that we don't believe that such a thing happened or is shayach to ever happen. If anyone would come and say that, we know that that person is lying. Okay. Now, the Rambam says basically the same thing that Chassidus say to Torah. I want to get to Rav Sajigain. Rav Sajigain says something very nice, and he is a mairich in this Indian of Torah not changing. And he says, it just adds on a little point that you don't see in the Rambam. So, V'oid ki umaseinu einena uma ki im b'teresel. That's probably a good thing if you ever have to give a Musar Shmuz, something you can look back to. It says that our Uma is only an Uma based on Torah. V'kivat shamra b'irei she umay tamayd kol aminas shmai varetz. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah says that Kal Yisrael is going to survive as long as all the natural laws survive. So Torah must also be the same for all Yimei Shemayim Varetz. V'ulam, right? What am I talking about? The Pasuk says, Kayam Arashem, Naisen Shemesh, Or Yayimam, Chukais Yareach, V'Kaychavim, V'Gaymer, M'Yemushu, Achukum, E'ela, M'Rafana, Yom Hashem, Gamzer Yisrael. So Hashem says, you look around, you see the sun, you see the moon. If the sun will stop shining, if the moon will stop shining, then Klal Yisrael won't exist anymore. But basically, that's a way of saying, as long as this world exists, Klal Yisrael is going to exist. So what's Klal Yisrael? What is the essence of Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is a nation that has Torah. That's what we are. If there would be a new Torah, if there would be new mitzvahs, if it would change, we would be a different nation. We wouldn't be Klal Yisrael anymore. Because once the Torah that we have is different, so then we're not a nation who has Torah, we're a nation that has this new Testament. So, hayayis, that we have Haftachah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael will always exist. And Klal Yisrael is nothing more than just a nation that has Torah. So that means that Torah must always be the same also, because otherwise we would be a different nation. Okay. The Rambam Amar Nevuchim also just adds on another point of why, in a sense, it's important that Torah doesn't change. Amnam kol navi mimena shaya acher Moshe Rabbeinu kreidata dibra yinayim kuram. It says, any navi after Moshe all had the same purpose. Ve'yaisam kitmus hamasim odeyadam kairam ha'isam lishmer teres Moshe. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu brought down Torah, but after Moshe it was all telling people to keep teres Moshe. Miyadim harav ha'maniach ha'isam, miyadim ha'tov ha'misha tiyasher lehimashaych acherea. They tell them about the bad things that will happen if you leave Teres Moshe, and the good things that will happen if you follow it. V'kei namech and kei inyan tamid, we believe that's what's always going to be. K'mash kassav le b'shamayim, hirei merav neidu al oiram, v'chein roi shiyah. Fine, it happens to be true, and it says it also makes sense from a logical perspective that the Torah is never going to change. K'i adavar ashalim b'tachas masha efshir b'mina, something which is perfect. The pasuk says it's chukim mishpatim tzadikim. Tzadikim, he says, the taich is shavim, it means balanced. It says that the Torah is perfectly balanced. It is perfectly what Bnei Adam need in this world. So when something is perfect the way it is, adding on to it is not going to make it any better. It's going to make it worse, right? Or subtracting from it is not going to make it better. It's going to make it worse. So hayais, that Torah is essentially perfect the way it is. It is perfect for what we need. It's perfect for us. Therefore, it makes no sense for something to be added or something to be subtracted, because that could only make it worse. Something that's perfect, you can't make any better. That's a perfect means. Adding and subtracting could only make it worse. So therefore, aside from rayas that we have from Sukkim, from Svara, but there's a raya just from the fact that on Svara, once you believe that Torah is perfect, then it makes sense that it's never going to change. Okay, very good. So we'll meet again at 12:15. And we still have 4 more Ikrim, right? And we have how many more days? Today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Do it, what?
Schedule for Wednesday.
As far as I know, the schedule for Wednesday is we're finishing first sitter early.
Yes.
But I don't know more than that. I don't know like, what that means. What? Urban air.
Urban air. Virtual reality, go-karts. Go-karts, go-karts, laser go-karts. 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 Go-karts.
For me, I can build that on purpose.
Are go-karts still fun for people to actually drive?
No.